Hi, Boker Tov, Besorot Tovot, Isu Chag Sameach, for those of you in Chutz La'aretz. Building on an idea that I spoke about yesterday, if indeed between Pesach and Shavuot is Chol HaMoed, so then we have a different question. If you were to ask today, and again, if you were to ask strictly halachically speaking, and not hashgafically speaking, as to why in the more right-wing world Yom HaShoah is not remembered, the given answer will be, and there is a certain halachic reality to it, that there is no mourning in Nissan. We essentially do not go to the cemetery during Nissan, and we don't say Tachnun during Nissan, and so therefore Yom HaShoah should not be in Nissan. There's also a question of the date, of course. If the date is meant to be on the anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising began on Erev Pesach and not after Pesach, and obviously they're not going to hold Yom HaShoah on Erev Pesach, and Yom HaShoah doesn't necessarily have to be on the day of the Warsaw Uprising. So the reason why the date was chosen, I don't have enough background knowledge about, could be the juxtaposition to Yom HaZikaron, which is very, very formidable and very important. But the strictly halachic argument would be, if one thinks there should be a Yom HaShoah, which we think there should be, but some people think that no day can encapsulate Yom HaShoah, no day can reflect the enormity. Whatever the reason, the halachic claim would always be, we don't mourn during a time of Moed. If we don't mourn during a time of Moed, and that is correct, if Rachmana Litzlan, someone dies on Chol HaMoed, you have to bury them, but the people don't sit Shiva until Motzei Achag. So if that is the case, and between Pesach and Shavuot is Chol HaMoed, like I suggested it was yesterday, so how can you do Avelut during the period of Sfirat HaOmer? I'm very careful with my words here, because Sfirat HaOmer is Chol HaMoed. It has nothing to do with the death of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. They died during the time of Sfirat HaOmer, but Sfirat HaOmer is in the Torah. It's in Parashat Emor, as we'll read in a couple of weeks. It has absolutely nothing to do with Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. It happened at the same time. That being the case, what is the legitimacy to do Avelut during this period of time? 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died, Uvecholzot. Why do we mourn during this period of time? There's almost every single day in the Jewish calendar, Jews have died, and many Jews have died. So why would that be justifiable? Perhaps we could suggest as follows. We know that this period between Pesach and Shavuot is about preparation for Kabbalat HaTorah. The immediate instinct of any person in learning or any religious person is preparation for Kabbalat HaTorah is b'mishor bein adam lemakom, is in the area of bein adam lemakom. It's Kabbalat HaTorah, it's between us and God. It's going to Har Sinai and receiving the Torah and taking upon ourselves the Torah. What does that have to do with bein adam lechaviro? But we've spoken about this enough times for you to be fully aware of the truth here, and the truth here is that without Ben Adam Lechaviro, there can't be Ben Adam Lemakom. And perhaps this is exactly the issue that Avelut during this period is trying to emphasize. Even though normally in a time of Moed, we don't do Avelut, but because we are preparing for Matan Torah, and because the Avelut is based on the fact that the Gemara tells us in Yevamot, Daf Samach Beit, that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva didn't have Kavod Zeh Lezeh, and they died because of that, we are being emphatically directed by Chazal that without Bein Adam Lechaviro, there can be no Kabbalat HaTorah. And that is the Vayichan Ha'am Neged Ahar, that is the unity of the people standing at Har Sinai, Ka'am Echad, Belev Echad, it's Shome Goy Echad, Shome Goy Kadosh, the Achdut leads to Kedusha. Without the unity of the people, there cannot be Kabbalat HaTorah. Without Ben Adam Lechaviro, there cannot be Ben Adam Lemakom. I should add something to you which I find specifically interesting. It's a note by Rav Melamed in Penine Halacha, when he's talking about the Avedot in Sfirat HaOmer, he refers to the fact, and I did mention this in the run-up to Pesach, he refers to the fact that Rabbi Akiva was very much a supporter of Mered Bar Kokhba, of the rebellion of Bar Kokhba, and he wants to suggest that the lack of kavod between the Talmidim was an argument about whether one should fight for Am Yisrael or not fight for Am Yisrael. And the implication, it's not really an implication, he says it outright, is that the machloket taking place then was whether one should learn Torah or one should serve in the army, which is very far-fetched, but that is a very, very sensitive issue at the moment. Many of us, I'm sure some of my older Bogrot are there as well, are about, or we've already started round two of this war. My son-in-law and my son have both been called up again. Both are on the verge. One is already actually taking up a position, and the other is about to do miluim again. And my third child and my fourth, if I include my son-in-law, is about to be called up next week. And this sensitivity of what one should do as a religious Jew living in a country which is a religious country and a non-religious country, but it's a Jewish country. And whatever our disagreements should be here, they have to be b'bein adam l'chaviro. The essence of Am Yisrael is working things out. Months ago I spoke about this, that the reason there's so much friction in Israel is because we're all living in the same place. And we all have one government, and we all have one army, and we all have one police force, and we don't have the luxury in quotation marks of living in a foreign country where we don't have any influence at all, and therefore we can live next to each other and not bother each other. So in Israel, we're all together here and we're trying to work things out, and there is nothing wrong with debate and there's nothing wrong with disagreement as long as it runs together with tolerance and sensitivity. And to my mind, that is the reason that even though this is a period of Moed, this is Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuot, we do Avelut during this period of time because that's part of our Hachana, that's part of our preparation for Kabbalat HaTorah, because we cannot be Mekabel HaTorah without Am Yisrael. We have three pillars. I coined the phrase once, Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Torah Yisrael. I believe that Am Yisrael is the foundation stone of everything. Without Am Yisrael, we do not get the Torah. We are not united, we do not receive the Torah. Without Am Yisrael, we do not have Eretz Yisrael. We do not have a zechut to be here. And therefore, Am Yisrael is where our focus has to be. We have to make this effort into Am Yisrael and care as much about every Jew as anti-Semites hate every Jew. We should love every Jew and come together in that way. So this Avelut has a direct purpose and focus on Kabbalat HaTorah and Shavuot, is that we learn how to live together and how to be together. That doesn't mean that we don't disagree. It doesn't mean that we don't argue. It just means that we tolerate each other and we understand that we all share the same goals. We all share the same objectives. That's the only way that we can get to Shavuot. Have a good day.